Company of One, episode number 45.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
And welcome to episode number 45. And what we're going to talk about today is how to create your first information product in 30 days. Today, we're going to be dealing with the creation of the product. Episode 43, we talked about how to come up with your idea. Episode 44, we talked about writing the sales copy. And today we're going to be talking about actually creating the product. And I'm going to give you a cheat sheet, a quick and dirty method of creating a product very fast. Now, this seems like, you know, we're 3 weeks into a 30-day series. Creating the product would be the first thing we do. But no. When you do something in corporate or let's pick a company like Apple or a company like Microsoft or even a small company like, you know, somebody's pizza down the road, the last thing you want to do is go out there and create a massive number of products and build a whole bunch of them. That's where a bunch of people end up with things, you know, stacks of products and books and things in their basement that they can't sell because they created a product before they understood the market. So this is not the first thing we're doing. We are actually doing it in another order. We're kind of going through and understanding what we're going to sell. And as I promised you, a lot of the stuff that we've already done has helped you build the product. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to give you a cheat sheet, a fast and dirty way to build products that a lot of people in the industry do. And hopefully will help you get off dead center, because I know many of you right now that are listening, that are working on this, you're stuck on dead center. You're stuck. You feel like stuck in the mud. You don't know what to do first. You're overwhelmed. You can't get your hand around it. You need to go buy equipment. You don't have the money to invest. I hear all of it. I know all of it. Been there, done that. Probably doing it again myself, but we're going to talk through that very quickly. First of all, though, this show is brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost is a web hosting package and especially great for WordPress first timers. If you're trying to get a website put up, Bluehost, there'll be a link here in the show notes on that. And Bluehost has great packages. It's one of the favorite for bloggers, podcasters to have their hosting on. So what you do is what you're buying is a big fat hard drive in the sky somewhere. Who cares where it is? You get to click and point and buy things, like buy your URL, like DaleCallahan.com or JoeSmith.com, whatever your URL is, and you can click and point and then install the WordPress, and then boom, 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 in minutes, you are up and running. And I actually have a video that shows you how to get up and running. And since some of you will need to do that, not today, but probably next time, that's going to be important. I'm making myself a note to remind me to put that in next time. Also, the show notes for today are at DaleCallahan.com/45. Episode number 45. So you'll find the show notes there, and I'll have the notes. And they got the links to the other episodes and links to some of the tools we'll be talking about today. So let me just jump right in. A fast and furious way for creating information products. As I've talked to several of you, their problem is getting your head around what to sell and all that. But I'm going to assume we're past that. But how do I create products? So I'm going to give you a fast and furious method, and I'm going to come back and talk about some of the points about, you know, the mental game here. So the first thing you want to do is outline your product. Okay, now to outline a product, look back at your sales copy that you wrote for last week. This is why the sales copy is so important. All those things you promised to deliver, the things that you promised to teach them, the things that they were going to take away, the benefits they were going to receive, that's pretty much your outline. If you told them, hey, here are the things you're going to get, that's your outline. Again, don't get philosophical here. Don't, you know, if you're teaching somebody how to build a kitchen cabinet or a spice rack for their kitchen and that's your information product, don't start talking about, well, we got to start talking about where trees come from and how your wood gets from the tree to the lumber mill. No, you got to start talking about building the product or building the shelf or building the spice rack. So don't think, I mean, dumb it down. Come on. Again, I love Dave Ramsey's baby steps. Dumb it down. So think about the five things that you want them to take away. You know, okay, building a spice rack. You know, first of all, you know, setting up the plan and dimensions. Second of all, what's your parts list? Third, you know, how do you, you know, what are the pre-cuts to be done? Fourth is the assembly. And fifth is the finish. Now, that was pretty good. I just came up with that off the fly. I don't have notes for that. But, you know, but that's kind of the point. I know how to do that. That's how fast you ought to be able to come up with the points is if I take a friend of mine and they want to know how to do what I do, what do I walk them through? I don't want to get into the theory. I don't want to get into the back stuff. What do I walk through? So you get your five takeaways. Make a list and just write them down. Seriously now. You can do this. You can pause this right now. Well, probably not if you're driving or running or something like that, but you could go back and pause this, look at the notes, write this down quickly. This is not a 3-day process. Quickly. This could be a 15-minute process to do all of what I'm talking about. Five key points. Actually, I'm going to have a few more than that in mind. Well, I don't know. We'll see what I'm going to end up with. It could be four. It could be three. It could be five. It could be nine. You don't want to get too long, though, so I kind of like the five, and you'll see why in a minute. So now on every one of these, you want to create three subtopics for each point. So, you know, for instance, on the subtopic of for building the shelf that it's talking about. So we said, you know, going and buying the parts. So in your parts list, you might say, okay, here's the wood you need in the dimensions. That's subtopic one. Here's the nails you need. That's subtopic two. And here's the glue you need. That's subtopic three. Now, they don't really sound like giant subtopics, I know, but quite honestly, they are. Again, we're not trying to overcomplicate because you're not trying to teach people to be experts at what you're doing. You're trying to teach people how to get to it, get it done. When people buy information products, they don't want to become the expert. What they want is to be able to do it. Okay, so keep clarity on that. So what we've just said then, in step one and step two, you now have 15 talking points, five major headings, so you can think about walking somebody through. We're going to start here with doing the design. Okay, and there's three parts to doing the design. Okay. And that's all you're really doing. So you just think through it. Now, so write these things down. You can reorganize them, everything. But get clarity. And remember to look back when you got your 15 points or 5 points or however many you end up with. Look back at your sales copy. Did you deliver what you promised? And you're like, oh, well, in the sales copy, I was going to tell them how to do, you know, how to hang it. Oh, I forgot about that. How to properly hang it in sheetrock. I got to do that. You know, so that's why your sales copy is important, because when you were writing your sales copy, you were thinking about what the customer wants. Now you're thinking about what you want to talk about. Going back to what the customer wants and what they value and how you add value is critical here. Because and that's why you do that first. It helps keep you honest about doing it. You know, if every college professor would do that, the courses would be much better, but I probably shouldn't say too much about that. So now, point number three, you've now got an outline of a talk of a product. Seriously, you've just done it. Now all you've got to do is talk through it. So what you can do now, step number three, is create an invitation. Now, I like doing these live. Now, part of the reason I like doing them live is because when you have people show up live, you have a deadline, you have accountability, all those kind of things. But so I would recommend that approach. When we've done this with people before, they've done a little thing and they have, you know, something, and they have a workshop. They may do it at a library. They may do it at a go-to meeting. You may do it over a phone call, over freeconferencecall.com. So I like creating an invitation. So now take those things you just wrote down. Go to Eventbrite or some tool. It could be Facebook or something. I like Eventbrite. Eventbrite.com. It's free. So I kind of like it for that reason too. So you create an event. And on that, all you really need to do is say where it's going to be held. It's going to be held over the web. I mean, Eventbrite.com, you go create a login. It's free. And you it just fills in the blank. Don't be fancy. Don't get fancy. Don't get crazy. Just stick to the meat. You can format this in HTML format and all that kind of fun stuff. I've given you a link to one of these I did called Awaken Your Entrepreneur. We did it at a church, and we were charging money for it. This was kind of part, you know, where us in the ministry of the church shared in this. And if you look at it, it's not very pretty. I think I got some colors in there to stand out, but it's not well formatted. It's not even the 5 points. It's not even as pretty as what I'm just telling you to do. But we made $2,000 off of that little workshop. So, and you can do the same thing. You can say, hey, in creating the product, I'm going to go do a live event, and I'll tell you why we're going to do that again in a minute. But you're going to do a live event. You can charge for this or not. Don't get hung up. If you're like, well, I can't fathom charging for it. It's not good enough. Then just do it free. Don't hesitate and stall. Where I see people getting stuck in creating information products is a hesitation, overthinking, stalling. No, you get the idea. Just do it. Go to Eventbrite. Look at your calendar. Pick a date out. I like picking 10 weeks out. Pick a date 10 weeks out. Say, I'm going to do it on Monday night at the local library. I'm going to do it on GoToMeeting at Monday night. Don't try to find out and study when people can come. Don't get caught up in it. When would you like to do it? Just do it. Okay? All you got to do is just post it out there. Now, what you do is take that link and you invite friends and everybody else. If you do it free, if you charge, you put it on Facebook, you do anything that makes sense. You just get the information out there. Now, your goal is not to get a big crowd. And for some of you, you might be thinking, I don't do public speaking very well, so this makes me very nervous. Fine. Don't send it to anybody but two friends. Seriously. So, you know, you don't need an audience. What you need is a deadline, and this gives you a deadline. Now, if you're pretty okay with public speaking and you're pretty okay with doing something over the phone or, you know, do whatever you're most comfortable with. If you can do this over the phone and not realize anybody's there, which for a conference call you can, and you could just talk, do that. If you're better with a giant crowd in an auditorium of hundreds of people, then work toward that. You know, you may only end up with five, but work toward that. Do whatever is the fastest and the most comfortable thing for you to do. So that's number three, is create an invitation, invite somebody, at least a friend. Number four, charge or don't charge. I think I already said that. You know, either's okay. Don't get hung up. Number five, present it and record. So now that you've got your outline, and I wouldn't get too caught up into creating PowerPoint slides or creating any visuals, and you don't need any of that, by the way. You can just talk. So you can go in there about the to build a shelf. Hey, I'm going to teach people at the local library how to build a spice rack. And you can just talk. You don't have to have all the visuals and junk like that. What they need is the steps. What they need is to think through it. What they need is clarity on the little baby steps. Now, if you want to do it and take some pictures and do a PowerPoint, fine. If that's complicated for you, don't do it. If you can take some pictures and a photograph and put them up on a computer slide and there's no PowerPoint, but there's just pictures, do that. If you have hand-drawn figures that you can go up there with a sheet of paper and hand it out and photocopy it, do that. Again, don't get overcomplicated. Just do whatever's the easiest and what works. You'd just be amazed at the number of people that pay for stuff where what's being handed out is copied material. I mean, photocopied. So they're just handing out slides, and they're not very pretty. But the information is the key, not the presentation. Okay? The information is the key, not the presentation. So you go present what you're doing, and you record it. So let's say I do this on freeconferencecall.com. I dial into it, And I say, hey, welcome to the conference call. We're going to talk about doing a spice rack. We're going to get started in a few minutes. And then I start, okay, and I'm going to walk you through the five critical steps in building a spice rack. And I talked them through the process. And I said, now anybody who wants the PowerPoint or the pictures that I'm talking about here, and you can pre-email them. You can have them because people sign up. And you can email them. Here's all the pictures. And so I've sent you all the pictures. You can use a Dropbox or something. It doesn't really matter. You can just email them and say, hey, I'm going to be talking through the document while I'm talking. You print it out and look at it. I've done many of these. I've done these things where they're charging me $500 to do it. And it's just a guy talking on the phone, on audio, and I've had to print out his slides. And they weren't that pretty. They weren't magical. So this is fine, okay? And by the way, that $500 was well spent. So all you want to do is do that before you start. Hit record, right? That may seem kind of obvious, but hit record. You just want to record your message. So whether you're if you're doing this live, you can use a voice recorder. Something like I'll put one in the show notes that I like to use. It's an Olympus, but you can go to an Office Depot or Sam's or Walmart or something and buy one. About $30. You could use your iPhone if you want to and record it. You can, if you're using Free Conference Call or GoToMeeting, they have a record feature on them. And if you're using one of them, just try it, you know, a day before and just try it and see what happens. But, and by the way, Free Conference Call is free. GoToMeeting, you can get a 45-day trial for free. So these things shouldn't cost you anything. Okay, so now if you think all of this sounds a little too simple, I've just talked you through the entire process, by the way. If you think all this sounds a little too simple, then you can go. I've got some links here. I did something very similar to this, did a webinar over 8 weeks, and off of that webinar, we created the product Discovering the Entrepreneur in You. And I've got a link to it. It's on Gumroad. I never have finished putting it on Gumroad, but I've got a link to it. And we actually sell that. We had the audio transcribed. We had somebody type it up. We spent less than $100. Type it up. We print it out. Put the audio on CD. And we go over to Walmart and buy notebooks. Somebody had a little cover made. All the nice little stuff. Now, don't go there. We're selling product to a known space when we did that. But all we did, we recorded a webinar that we had, I don't know, we probably had 12 to 20 people on the webinar, I forget. And we charged for that. But we did that, we created a product, we sell that product over and over and over and over and over again. Dan Miller, I've got a link to his Right to the Bank. Now, actually, I learned how to do the Discovering the Entrepreneur in You product from Dan's Right to the Bank. All Dan's Right to the Bank is, if you've bought it, I think it's a $197 product. It's an hour and a half phone call. Literally, it's Dan talking on the phone, and he takes two other people, I believe, and interviews them, asks them some questions. They're experts in the writing business. They're friends of his. Okay, that's the key. Is they're friends of his, and he's just asking them some questions. It's extremely valuable content. He had it transcribed just like I just did, put it in a notebook, probably the same notebooks I use. I've bought this product. Great product. Great product if you're wanting to write a book. Right to the Bank, $197. This is how he did it. It's a phone call. So now Dan Miller's well-established in his field. He's an expert in this area. And so here's a guy who's been doing this for years and years and years and years, and this was good enough for him. It's good enough for you. I can show you this over and over and over and over again. I hope you get the idea. Don't overcomplicate it. You can do this. Now, let me just give you one other little trick that you might try there. Because if you hear a lot of these things, people might have questions. So if you do it on GoToMeeting and you say, and you actually have people sign up, let's say you have five, and that's plenty. You might say, you might invite a friend to come up with some questions and just think about questions you've done. And I've seen these things done all the time where we got a question from Joe in Minnesota. And what it is it's the question from Joe in Minnesota. Joe's not really on the call. It's just that the person talking happens to have an Uncle Joe that lives in Minnesota that's asked him this question before. So he's not lying, but when you do things like that, you kind of add liveliness to it. So if you had a group of five people you're talking to live, of course people are going to ask some questions. So it adds a flair of liveliness to it. And most of the guys that are pros, they have questions baited like that. Now you can do that or you can not do that. That's really up to you. Here's the other key. If no one shows up, what if no one shows up? What if I get on my free conference call and nobody signs up? What if people do sign up and nobody's there? What if I show up at the library and nobody's there? Do it anyway. Your point is not to present to the audience. Your point is to give yourself a deadline and present the content. Do it. Present the content. Many a product that's on the market is being sold that was recorded in front of a live audience of nobody. I mean, some pretty big name people in the space of information products have had things where nobody showed up because they were too late getting the information out or it was a timing issue. And some of them just decided to record it as if it was live, but they didn't really want it to be live. You know, so you could do that. You could do this and not invite anybody. That's fine too. But the point is, capture. All you need to do is talk through the product, talk through the information that you're trying to deliver people, and record it. Now, that's a cheating way. You can also write it up in an ebook and do some of those kind of things. I don't like those methods as much because I don't like to write. Now, if you'd rather write than do that, that's fine. I'm kind of giving you a cheater's method of getting through and getting it to. If you cannot stand the sound of your voice, then do this. Here's the point. Whether you are more comfortable writing, whether you're more comfortable talking on the phone, whether you're more comfortable talking in front of a live audience, whether you're more comfortable having a camera there in front of you talking, do what you will do the fastest you will do it. That's the key. Don't get hung up on how you're delivering it. So here's some catching points, and I'm going to look here at I'm not going to go over my product. I've kind of outlined my product, and it's on the show notes at dalecallahan.com/45, and you'll see my 5-point outline. I kind of did real quick. I'll probably actually change it, so will you. That's okay. I've actually got 9 points, but that's because I've done this talk 50 plus times before, so it's not like it's new to me. I kind of know what questions are being asked. I kind of know what's going on, and if you end up with 9, that's fine. Now, here's what you're going to end up. Let me go back. Here's the issue, because I talk to lots of people, and people have issues with this. Okay, meaning, I don't have any ideas, Dale. I can't do this. This takes equipment, you know. So here's you can do this. No matter what your subject, this should be pretty easy. And I'm doing that. This is your encouragement, okay? You do have something to offer. You do have something to offer. I have talked to several of you over the phone, over Skype, in person, and people will say, "Well, I don't really have anything." As I told you last time, I did a Skype with Eddie up in Canada. And he felt like he didn't really know what to offer. But after talking, what he does professionally is what he needed to offer. So there's a nice little trick. We actually came up with him, and I don't know what he's going to do, so that, I'm not baiting him here. But a lot of people, what they do professionally, and what he did is he wrote for the government, and you know, so for the Canadian government, we talked about he's kind of a copywriter. He writes advertisements, magazines, internal stuff for internal communication. So we talked about, do other parts of the Canadian government and where you are have pain in that area? He's like, yeah, they do. So could you do a workshop instead of outside for pay? Could you do a workshop as part of your job, where you're teaching people internal to your company how to do what you do, so because they can't duplicate you? Not every department division can hire one of him. And I've seen this done many times where people will take their expertise internal to their company. And it has this powerful effect of actually adding value to your corporation. Now, obviously, you may not want to record that, you know, or you want to make sure that's okay what you do, right? For you don't want to be sharing, divulging information, charging for a product you did on company time. But it's a great way to go out there and try it, because what happens is when you go out there, you're thinking, I got nothing to offer these guys, and I'm going to go and talk, and there's nothing to say. And people ask questions and are lively and are so thankful for what you did, and you're like, wow, that was cool. Then you're confident to go back home and record it and leave out all the internal company stuff. So you want to make sure, you know, if you do that correctly on your own time and all that corporate jazz. But you do have something to offer. You do have enough to talk about. The 5 points is enough. People will say, well, that's not enough time. That's too little time. It won't be. Once you get started talking, you'll elaborate. You know, try to stay on track. Your problem is the number one thing I find when people start tend to talk, they'll say, I don't have much to say. That's a danger sign. They're going to go way over time. So you do have enough to talk about. But look, who cares? If you come in and you deliver me how to build a spice rack in 15 minutes and you didn't waste my time in a 1 hour presentation, I actually am appreciative that in 15 minutes I got a lot of meat from you. So don't worry about the timing. Others will find value in it. Others will find value in it. And look, again, the reason to do this right now and the way I'm doing this right now is not to go create a product that's going to make you $1 million. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. The thing is to get you moving in the process of creating a product. That's it. Once you understand how products are created and how to do this, you're going to, you know, you'll get clarity. It becomes easier, just like everything else. Here's a real fat caution. And I think I put this in the very top of the show notes. Don't try to start where somebody else's finishes. Don't go to Dan Miller's website and realize, wow, look at his products. They're polished, they're video, or Michael Hyatt's, or anybody in your space, and say, man, their products are video. These people have staffs. These people are paying thousands of dollars to create their products. Their first product did not look like this. Their first product was ugly. Their first product was maybe extremely valuable. Maybe their first product is even still their best seller. Don't try to do that. Just create something simple. When you start talking about video and video processing and living, you know, and two camera shoots, you know, you're really moving into a $10,000 plus product creation. You don't want to do that. You want to do that when you got $10,000 plus in the bank easily to spend on your next product and a known market. You don't have either one of those. So what you want to do is try to create a product for less than, zero is perfect, but if you need to go spend a few bucks, fine. But don't get crazy. Don't do that. The key is moving through the process of developing products and moving through the process of developing products quickly. Now, the last question here that I'm getting from people is, what about pricing? How do I price my products? Now, I'm going to deal with this mostly next time, but I will say most of you are probably undervaluing your thinking on the pricing right now. Now, I've kind of talked through this before a little bit, and we talked about this a little bit on the writing the sales copy. Don't worry too much about it. We're going to go back and revisit how do you price it. But what you want to think about is those 5 points, those 6 points, those 3 points, whatever they are. How do you add value to people? Because what you're teaching people is going to do a couple of things. It's going to help them make more money. It's going to help save them time. It's going to help save them money by they create their own spice rack rather than buying one from Bed Bath & Beyond or something. You know, so the whole reason people would show up is they find some value in it. The value does not have to do with the length of the call or the length of the presentation or the number of the slides or anything. And the value has to do with what it does for the customer. And we'll talk more about that next time. But I'm telling you that to say, because probably some of you are thinking, oh, it's not worth doing all this for a $20 product that I'm going to sell two of. I think I convinced Eddie that what he thought was a $20 product is probably worth thousands of dollars, thousands literally. What will he charge? Easily, he could charge $200 or $300. And I've seen that from, you know, so many people, because it's, again, the value is in the eyes of the customer, not in the weight of the book or not in the length of the material. All right. I hope that helps. I do hope that you join me in this. Shoot me emails. I'm loving seeing some of the stuff some of you are coming up with. Shoot me emails. Let me know. Ask me questions. I don't have perfect answers, but I love the experience of helping. And hopefully at least I can motivate you to move to the next step. So thank you so much for your time. Let's go make something happen.